A few years back, one of our Methodist pastors, Adam Seaton, a good friend of his, who is also a music minister in one of our Methodist churches, took the Wesley's Covenant Prayer and put it to music. And we sing it at conference events, and kids sing it at pilgrimage, the Lord, Wesley's Covenant Prayer, and they make it a little more so you can understand it. And this rendition today is a beautiful one. This morning, as we come to such a time as this, as we recognize or our service, the recognition of service and what it is we do and we don't do, and how we are called and not called, and sometimes how we get things mixed up. Today's scripture comes from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verses 35 through 45, which deal with the request of James and John to sit at the right and left hand of Jesus in glory. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and they said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it that you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one on the right hand and one at your left, in glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and he said unto them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be a slave to all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you for your Word this day. We ask, Lord, your blessings upon it. As we come now to share in this time that you have given us, we ask, Lord, your grace and mercy to hold us close and to remind us, Lord, of your goodness always. I ask, Lord, that you allow my words this day to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.